This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Back to another... That's good. Always welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, every time you do the show for the first time on, what do they call it, on location like this, and we are live tonight. Now, I don't know, some of you might be able to see on Facebook. it could be on my personal page. God only knows, because, you know, this is the first time we're doing this. So I don't know. Could end up anywhere. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And tonight, now remember, for some of you who do have two brain cells rubbed together, you know that at the end of the day, there's not much going on here at CPAC. You hear how quiet that is? I know you're not supposed to do it on radio, but whatever. Anyway, but tomorrow and Friday, it's going to be humming around here. There's going to be all kinds of stuff going on. We're going to tackle who we can as far as guests go or what have you. You know that I try to get Betsy DeVoe on with us, but her schedule's already packed. But you never know when she's walking by and somebody cancels. Something comes up, she could be here. And again, you might want to hang out between... Now, see, I could do this live in the morning, but most of you won't even be out of bed. Seriously. When we get rolling, we get started. You know, today was a tough day. Many of the funerals for the kids that were shot in Florida, the kids that were massacred, the kids that were killed in Florida, was done. You know, where some of them were taking place today. And I don't know. You know, again, I do not know how these people look at themselves, how they really believe for 30 seconds that, you know, some of the Dems that just by pulling back on gun laws, that's going to change everything. You know, I thought it was interesting that the kids that were talking to you, now let's be careful here. Let's be honest here. They have a right to freedom of speech. And we scream as conservatives on a regular basis that these kids have a right to a freedom of speech. And I'm good with that. All right? What I'm not good with, as I saw happen in a lot of places today, kids who walked off campus. Now, how are we supposed to keep them safe if they walk off campus? And don't tell me, well, we can't keep them safe on campus. What's the difference? There's a big difference. Do you understand how many thousands of schools are in this country? How many, you know, hundreds of thousands, millions of kids go to school on a daily basis and are safe on campuses here in America? Now, I'm not saying we should do anything. You know that's not what I'm saying at all. But what I am saying is they keep doing this. They keep making it sound like every day, hour by hour, minute by minute, there's a mass shooting going on campuses in the U.S. And as I said before, let me do the figures for you. If somebody was screaming today, well, there's more guns in this country than there are people. Okay. What's your point? Right, some people are collectors. Some people like to have many guns. As many said today, if there's 100 million Americans that own guns, 98% of those people are law-abiding citizens. Right? They're doing what's right with their guns. They're keeping them locked up properly. They only use them the way they're supposed to. So what's the problem? The problem isn't just banning guns. It was, Another thing that happened to him, which I thought was fantastic, I don't care what you think or what side of the aisle you're on, Juan Williams was having his heart burned with it because he couldn't put it down, but he did. Well, you know, there was a political aspect of what the president did today. You know, maybe there was, maybe there wasn't, but guess what? Did Obama do this? No, come on, seriously, did Obama do this? Did Clinton do this? Did Bush do this? No, I'll help you with it. You don't have to look it up. It's no. And to even go further with it, which I just find totally amazing, is Juan Williams comes out and says, you know, again, there's a political aspect. This is why the president did it. So the president didn't do it. He didn't do it because he really feels for these kids. He's really trying to find a solution for them, right? He only did it for political reasons. What I got to say is he's not Obama. Get over yourselves. And I think this is the first time we've seen, right? We do this at a local school district, at a local school level, where we bring all parties in. We bring in the teachers, the parents, the students, and sit down and try to work things through and figure out what we need to do to make the kids, whatever the situation is, I don't care what it is, you know, whether it's lunches or buses or sports or you know, this kind of thing, you pull them all together and you try to get information, you try to see where they're coming from. And the beauty behind it today, with the one exception, and he had every right to, a father who lost his daughter. And he kept talking about how pissed he was. He said it. Don't get mad at me. But how upset he was, teed off that he was, that nobody did. And he said, you know, 9/11 came and went, and guess what? We fixed it. And I don't care what it takes, we need to fix this too. What I thought was really funny in the room, or interesting, I'll say. And you could tell by the way they were talking, their mannerisms, and the way they started it. Right? When you look at what they did, when you look at how they handled that, with him saying again, let me go back to that. I got being in a new location, I got all kinds of things going off on me. What did they do after 9/11? Come on, what'd they do? You know what they did, right? They went and made sure that there were guns and guards and all kinds of things everywhere, right? So don't give me that stuff. Don't tell me how guns don't fix it. Don't save people. Don't help people. I'm not interested in hearing that because I don't buy it. Not at all. Not in the least. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. We got a lot more from CPAC Live. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. I'm Joe, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Coming to you live from CPAC, but it's late at night here. Sorry's like, you got nothing going yet. There's nobody. Well, I shouldn't say there's nobody here. There's a few people here. A couple people broadcasting. Like I told you, tomorrow and Friday is when the action happens around here. Okay? You know, all the old guys, right? The old white guys, the only guys that go to CPAC are the old white guys, right? So what's going to happen is... the selfie thing I've never gotten. But anyway, so all the old white guys show up. You know, they have to go to bed by 9, so I can't get them on the show. I have to reach out and find the younger guys and that kind of stuff. But anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I don't know if you can see, well, you will be able to see him in a second. See, I'm learning how to use this device. And I do mean learning. We talk about learning as you go, right? So there he is. Yeah, see that? That's easy. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. David Goss, you know, it was funny today. But David Goss joins me. He is the founder of Trump Singles. Let's give you some mic, right? What color are you?
Blue.
Blue?
Very good.
Is that you? No.
Yeah, it's very loud. There we go.
We were picking up everybody a minute ago.
Yeah.
All right. So you are the, well, first let's start off this. You're the founder of Trump Singles, not Trump Dating.
Right.
Wait a minute, before you say anything, I'm going up and down the strip. I say, listen, there's a guy here, you know, because there's a lot of red hats, a lot of red shirts around here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, okay, so we've got, you know, the guy from Trump Singles is here. I go, ooh, well, you know, I just heard about him. And I went, no, that's Trump Dating. So why don't you tell people what happened?
So somebody else decided to bite my idea, and he wrote himself an article in the Daily Caller. Where I was getting advertising, or I was getting media from all over the place. I didn't have to write my own stuff.
And by the way, they're here, so we can take you by the hand and bring you over and say, this is the real guy.
Yes, and so they do this whole article that gets put out. He starts getting about like a tenth of the coverage that I was getting when I was getting media attention. But all of a sudden, he comes out, and then the very next day, he has this couple on his front page, and it comes up the very next day that the man of the couple they had on the front page is a convicted pedophile.
Oh, ding, 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 ding. Okay, that's a problem and a half right there, right?
Yeah. And it's all, and because he's called Trump Dating, so everyone's saying this Trump Dating site, Trump Dating site. So they're not doing like the Trump dot dating, they're just saying the Trump Dating site, and all of a sudden everyone knows me. They all think of Trump Singles. So all of a sudden they're like, oh, Trump Singles all of a sudden put a pedophile on their front page. It's like, no. I had to do a press release. I talked to as many of my friends that do other broadcastings and be like, hey, can you do me a favor and just put this out there? Let them know that it's not me. And it was, I mean, I have another business that we got off the ground today, but, that got kind of delayed a few hours because I had to spend most of my day trying to make sure that people didn't think that it was us that put up a pedophile on our front page.
Yeah, it's just amazing. Now, tell people if you could, just for giggles, you started Trump Singles when Trump was running for office, right?
Right.
You were sitting, the story I love, though, is you're sitting on the couch, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm sitting on the couch, and I'm just thinking about it. I get a couple texts from some friends, like, hey, look at this, and I look at these other sites, and all of a sudden I'm like, there's no Trump one. There's no Trump dating site. And so I go and I look for Trump Singles and the domain's available. So I grab it real quick. And, then a couple weeks later, I talked to a friend of mine and we jumped off from there. That was February. That was, just a couple days ago was the 2 year anniversary. I got the little renewal notice from, for my domain name.
You better renew it before somebody grabs it, right?
Oh yeah. And, so we started it. We came up with a few different concepts for the actual site, and then in May of 2016 we actually launched, and we just got picked up from there. And he hadn't even won the nomination yet, so we were just sort of going off like, hopefully he gets this.
Whatever happens, right? Yeah,
yeah,
we'll see what happens.
And it ended up working out great, and he got the nomination, and then we had steam pick up from there, and more advertising. Interviews and stuff that were going on, getting us a lot of attention, and then coming in to the actual election, I wasn't even 100% sure that Trump was going to win. I mean, I don't think any of us were. So I was actually sitting at a bar, writing down a whole new business plan. For the site, a whole new business strategy, trying to figure out what I was going to do in case he didn't make it. And that was 5 o'clock at night, before, like only like the first few numbers had come in. No one really knew what was going on yet. But by 11 o'clock that night, I was able to crumple up that piece of paper, throw it away, because we got the text from the AP saying that Trump had taken the last date, he had won, and we knew that we had a business for at least the next 4 years.
Yeah, but your wife had said, oh, no, you're not going to do that.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Well, she was like, is this something that's really going to, like, that you're really going to be able to do something with? And, and it turned into, definitely it was. And now all of a sudden she's very happy with how it's going.
Yeah.
So she's like, just as long as you don't ever make a profile. I'm like, no.
Now, but you could, you know, you're on the back end of that.
Right.
You can only imagine what you can have for a profile. No, I'm
right.
Just joking.
No,
listening, it's just a giggle. But But anyway, that did well, and it's still doing well now.
We grew through basically from when we started, and then we kind of capped off about 4 or 5 months after the inauguration at about 50,000, and we kind of been steady, going between 48,000 and 50,000 with people either finding people or giving up and going off, and other people finding the site and coming on. So we've been staying pretty even. And it's been great for business. We've had a lot of people say that they've gone on dates at this point. We're still waiting to get that one person to tell us, hey, we've been on your site, we're getting married, but we're really hoping that happens sooner than later because we want to help out with that marriage.
Yeah, I do get a kick out of it because there's a group for everybody. When you look at dating sites, and not that I've gone, I know my wife's listening, and not that I've gone looking on dating sites, but when you look at the dating sites that are out there, and you know, there is somebody,
Farmersonly.com.
Yeah, right.
Christian Mingle, Black People Meet. You know, there's something for everybody out there. Yeah. And so we just found our niche site, and it just happened to work out for us. And we've had a lot of other people try to do the same thing, and it doesn't work out. And they try to get nasty with us on Twitter or through emails or whatever, and we just sort of brush it off. And we're still the most widely known one.
You keep pushing forward. When you have a good idea and you see they're doing something, you just keep pushing forward, keep moving.
Yes.
So you did a press release because this other site, we won't even mention their name, won't give them that much time, right?
Right.
So you did the press release. Are you getting any phone calls or people asking any questions about it?
Yeah, I got a couple phone calls from some radio shows. I actually did an interview with the LA Times also. People were... They all thought it was us. They did hear.
The people I'm talking to here said, "Oh, that guy." Ooh.
Oh, I'm gonna have a lot of damage control to do here also.
Yeah. As well, you should.
Yeah, and I need to. And it's very unfortunate that this came out. I mean, hopefully, I know the Daily Callers here. Hopefully, I can get over there and talk to them and be like, "Hey, you guys are the ones that first pushed the site out." You know, and now I'm getting looked down upon because you guys pushed this site out. So maybe you can do me a favor.
So we're going to go for a break, but what I want to do with you, because Sharon Angle just showed up, not only in poster, but in person.
Right.
So we're going to put her on.
Okay.
But I want you to hang out because I want to get your idea on what happened, with the situation, the shooting last week. I want to talk about your new site that you got coming up.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Site on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, but don't call. I can't pick it up anyhow, not from where I'm at. That was pretty stupid. But you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. You know, I told you that you just never know who will drop by. Okay, and I told you that tonight we're live from CPAC. You know, you get to see what's going on behind the scenes out here. You missed it because just before I started, they were vacuuming the floor, and I was sitting here going, okay, what do I do now? Right? So you don't want to disparage anybody from doing it. But Sharon Engel has joined me, and she's been on the show before. We've had a good time together. I've known Sharon now for years, and it's good to see you again.
Thanks. It's always great to be with you, Joe.
You know, you had, in light of what happened today, you know, we lost Billy Graham today. And you know, we say that in a sad way, but we know where he went. We know exactly where he's at, right? There's no more mortgage payment. There's no, no more car payment. You know?
On this side, I've never been able to actually sit down and talk with him, so I'm looking forward to it.
So, you know, you better watch it now because the View is going to pick that up and call it, you know, talk about that you're mentally unstable. So,
well, Joy Behar and I are good friends, Joe. You know that, right?
No.
Oh, absolutely. In 2010, she went on The View and called me the B word. I don't talk like that, but anyway, she did. And, I raised $150,000 that day.
Well, listen, let's get her fired up then, don't you think?
Absolutely. So I sent her flowers and said, thank you, Joy.
Wow.
You know,
I run her for office again. You don't have to give me a nickel. Just make sure you disparage me on your show. I'd be very pleased.
And so she went on the show the next day and took the flowers on, said, read my note, saying, thank you, Joy. I raised $150,000 today. And by golly, I raised another $150,000 that day because she called me the B word again, and it just riled everybody up one more time. So when people ask me, who was your best fundraiser in 2010, I have to say Joy Behar.
She's your bundler.
Right? Absolutely. Absolutely. So don't knock Joy Behar. She is my best friend. She said that she only called her best friends the B word.
Well, I want to hear what she has to say about Oprah, because, you know, Oprah just said that until she hears from God, and God needs to tell her to run for president. So I'm hoping that Joy is a fair and equal person and will also say that Oprah has got some conditions between the ears that we should be concerned with. But let's talk about our, you know, our belief in God.
Sure.
And, you know, you had an issue with your grandson.
I did.
And I remember the first day you sent me the note. And, you know, I only know how to do one thing at that point in time. It's something that some people laugh at, but mm-hmm. we know it works.
Right.
And we've seen it work. We don't have an hour, but give people your story. Tell people what happened with your grandson.
Well, I'll just put in a plug for my book. Since we don't have an hour, they
yep.
can read the book. It's
right.
called Defying Diagnosis, Choosing Faith Over Facts. And the fact was that my daughter was called a geriatric pregnancy. And so they wanted to do some testing on her, did, figured out that my grandson has a condition, a chromosomal condition called trisomy 18. And at that point, they said, you need to terminate.
Wow.
And she said, I won't do it. And they said, well, then let us make sure that that's what it is. Now, I thought that was kind of interesting that they were sure enough to tell her to terminate at that point. But when she refused, they were going to make doubly sure, I guess. And that's what they did. Came back with the same diagnosis, said you need to terminate. She refused. And from that point, we were, I guess, going straight up against the culture of death in our country. And we began to pray. That's when you first heard about it, I'm sure, is because
yeah.
I texted everybody and said, please pray for my grandson. We don't know what the outcome is going to be. Well, the outcome is that he's 16 months old. He weighs 25 pounds. He's 28 inches long, and this kid is thriving. And he still has trisomy 18. But they can't figure him out. And that's a good thing. I do too, because, you know, what it did was it is a testimony to everyone. We say he has more fans than, he has more fans than I do. He has 15,000 fans on Facebook,
wow.
all over the world. In fact, my daughter and her husband went up on a little staycation one day. And they were out on the balcony. Another couple joined them. They were talking about families, and my daughter mentioned her son. And the woman said, you don't mean baby Ben. Why, we've been praying for him in Melbourne, Australia.
Wow.
So, I mean, he really is that a person that is a testimony to God without opening his mouth, right? St. Francis of Assisi said, be a witness to all if you have to use words.
Right? Listen, I believe in prayer. I've seen it work in my own life. I've seen it work with major situations with my kids and my family. So, you know, those people saying, you just going to pray? Yeah, actually, I am. When I can't be there to help out, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's testimony after testimony. And I always love when a doctor says, I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Right.
And you know Tammy, right? She looks him right in the face and goes, well, that's because you don't understand God. That's your problem.
Well, and who does, right?
But they won't. They can't give it. You know, they can't give God that kind of credit, especially in the medical field.
Right.
And I won't say all of them. I won't paint with that broad of a brush. We know doctors that are Christians, and
well,
I'm sure you do too.
When I'm vetting candidates, and I get to do that, you know, people come and ask me, what should I do? I want to run for office. I always want to make sure that they know there is a God and they aren't him.
Yeah.
and that's really a prerequisite for me, for anybody that's in office or running for office, that you do know there's a God and
yep.
you're not him.
Yeah. No, it's and we've gotten that way in this country where we are, or a lot of people feel that they are the final result.
That's
they
right.
are the last person.
Well,
you're
just,
being handed. Oh, here. Give me that.
That's the book. And it's available at SharonEngle.com. It's on the home page, but it's also at books.
Yeah, we'll put
mm-hmm.
it up on our website, and we'll put it on Facebook
thank you.
And stuff like that.
Thank
so,
you.
Hey, I'm always, especially with stuff like this, when you talk about kids, I love people who say they're willing to do anything. They're willing to do anything for their kid. And then you bring up prayer, and you go, well, that doesn't work. Well, if you're willing to do anything, and everything you're doing so far isn't working, I'm sorry, I'm kind of confused here. Why wouldn't you try prayer?
Right? That's right. That's
I mean,
right.
Give me a break. So, and now to further question your sanity, you are running for Congress again.
Well, Joe, you know if we quit, they win.
I know. But it's just like you feel like you're beating your head against the wall
right.
when you're running for these offices. And you see what, you know, I have an argument on the show. I want to know where the Republicans are. Would the Republicans in Congress please stand up? Because I can't find many of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so tell me, why? What are you going to add to the mix? What are you going to be able to do for us?
Well, our president's been doing a pretty terrific job.
Mm-hmm.
But under the Constitution, he's the executive officer. He is not a legislator,
right.
which means he's not supposed to be passing or repealing bills. He's supposed to rely on the Congress to do that, which means he can't do alone.
Right.
But he's got a Congress where he's having to convince our side to get on the Trump train. And I think that in itself just makes us want to run for office and say we need to purify this party. We need to get real Republicans elected who will stand for the principles of the party. I'm a Republican, and I run on the Republican platform, but there are a lot of Republican people that have that label that they tell us one thing, say they're conservative, say they're for the Constitution, say they're for less government, lower taxes, less government regulation, and yet they vote exactly the opposite when they get in office. And that's exactly what's happened here with me. I have an opponent who is the incumbent who has a conservative record of 42%. You know, I failed in school with less than 60. That's an F. And 42% is kind of a low F. I think they may have raised him up to 43% because in the last few months he's been voting a little better. But still, the point is our president shouldn't have to make deals with our side. They should all be on his side.
I get the biggest kick out of the fact that he ran on many of the things he's trying to push through. And he went on those things.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys that we sent back there or sent there to help him can't seem to understand that. They can't. You know that our people were scratching their heads that night trying to figure out how he won. We make fun of the Democrats, or I make fun of the Democrats, because they still can't figure out how they lost. But our people said they're trying to figure out how he won. He won because people are tired of the same old, same old. They're tired of just the empty words. And here's a guy who said, you know what? Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. And as of today at 5, it officially is. And we had presidents before him said they would do that and never did. We have to go for a break because you and I believe in capitalism. I need the money. So we're going to go make some money. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Sharon Angle joins me, and she'll be with me after the break.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red products on sale now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Here. Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
I need a mic. Happy music. I love happy music. This is happy music. Not that disgusting stuff. Not that the, it's not that Star Spangled Banner we heard the other day at the NBA play. I wish I could have caught that on camera, your face.
I forget that we're on camera. I've got to be careful with my face.
Well, yeah. I don't bother because I do it all the time. Nothing stops me, so.
I know.
Right.
But, I learned to keep an expressionless face when I was in the legislature because they were watching your expressions, and of course, they'll make you say something with your face that you didn't even say with your mouth. You know,
so. It's only because you're a conservative. Because liberals, when they make faces or they mouth certain things, oh no, that's not what they meant. That's not what they said. By the way, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Head up to the website. I want you to buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, And you have to. You also have to. We'll give you a link to Sharon's book in there too. Defying diagnosis, and this is nothing. I'm not belittling your miracle here, but this is nothing new. This is the way God works.
Absolutely,
you want to turn to
right.
Him. You want to ask Him for help. You want to give Him the time of day. He'll give you the time of day. Yeah. You know, the sad thing last week with the shooting. I am irritated at the fact that people want to know where was God. Where was he? He was locked out on the street where you put him. As a matter of fact, he's not even on the street. He's down the block, seven blocks, because you don't want him anywhere near a school.
Well, in 1962, the worst thing that happened in a school was chewing gum or being tardy. But since 1962, things have happened in schools. Things have happened in our society. And this... it just escalates. The mm-hmm. bad things get worse. The good things get less and less. It was our test scores started to decline at that point, and violence started to increase. And you know what happened in 1962. That was when the Supreme Court kicked God out of school. And it's because we have no moral standard. There is no... absolute in school. There's nothing that says to a child, love your neighbor, or be kind to one another, or all of those things that are just a kind of intrinsic within the Christian faith.
There's no more value. The kids don't have value, and I'll say this, the young people don't have value for themselves and others. They don't have mm-hmm. a value for themselves. You know, I did this the other night. There's been 415 in these mass shootings since 1979 to date, there's been 415 people killed in these mass shootings, okay? From 1900 to 1979, you can't get 200.
Right.
What's changed?
Well, I think it's that. We just have said that we can be amoral. That's not immoral. That's not moral. That's just without... any teaching on morality,
yeah.
And everything's kind of relative. It's kind of started in the 60s. Remember, I don't know if you remember, Joe. I don't know if you're as old as I am, but the hippie said...
I watch movies, Sharon.
The hippie said, if it feels good, do it. You know, and that was kind of the beginning of this. My morality shouldn't worry you.
Right.
It's my life.
It won't affect
do
you.
Do your own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except when I see you and others doing it in the bushes in front of my house. Then it affects me very much. So it's always funny how they say you shouldn't tell me what to do, but they're always telling us what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I get the biggest charge out of that. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about voter fraud all the time. You can only imagine that the left always poo-poos me on voter fraud. But when you start mm-hmm. looking at the numbers and you watch what's happening, you, with the group that you're working with now, it's actually starting to get some movement on this, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. We are. I'm just on the advisory board for Election Integrity Project, mm-hmm. and they have now got attorneys interested in prosecuting some cases that happened in California. They are truly serious about taking California back, and that's good news, because the rest of the United States, we know that California is the petri dish. If that's where they try everything out. If it flies in California, then you can
bring it somewhere else,
take it someplace else. And of course, Nevada is their first pick. So we're always watching what's going across that state line. But we also finished up the documentary, Not on My Watch, and it's available. The PAC that I used to chair has produced that video along with two others. The other two are Who Wins when America Loses. It's a documentary on the Democrat Party. And the other one is called Fake News. And it's about the Clintons and the murders and all those things that happened during the Clinton era that were kind of unexplained, swept under the rug,
yep.
And make certain folks in our government complicit with crime. And so you want to check out this trilogy, and that's what it's called, Get Trilogy, GETTRILOGY, Get Trilogy, and you get all three of those films. And every one of them documents. It's not just anecdotal or people talking about what they saw. It's actual documentation of the things that happen in these three arenas. Mm-hmm. And, of course, not on my watch. One of the best quotes is from a book that a fellow wrote. He said that voter fraud has become an American tradition because it was going on before the Revolutionary War. The first prime minister had to leave office because of voter fraud. So, you know, it's just those kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
That you say, wait a second, if it's been going on so long, why can't we keep an election integrity commission going in the United States to clean up these elections once and for all? I mean, surely we've been a nation now over almost, well, we're getting up on 250 years.
But, I want to make sure you're correct about this, because Sheila Jackson Lee said that we are 400 years old, that the Constitution has stood the test of time being almost 400 years old. So just so you get your date, I mean, she is a scholar, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was trying to do was my math, right? 1776.
Don't. You'll just get ill really quick, you know. Not fun. And that's the other thing, too, is when, you know, I'm listening to these kids. And again, my heart goes out to the victims and the families.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to the kids talk today and the fight that they were putting up. And I'm proud of them. I'm glad that they get up there and fight for what they believe to be right. But
right.
The comments they were making, I was thinking to myself, they don't understand how this works. Because a simple protest, a simple asking the president can't change the Second Amendment with the swipe of a pen like the last one tried to do. You know, there is a way to do this. And if they want to do it, they need to be pounding the doors of their local legislatures to change the Second Amendment, to do a constitutional change. And I think that's what they don't understand. They think the Congress can just get there, write a law, that's it, end of discussion.
But they've picked up on a slogan, a mantra from the left, which is that it's the gun's fault. The guns are inanimate objects.
Mm-hmm.
Guns don't kill. People
right.
kill. And if it wasn't a gun, it could have been a knife. If somebody goes...
We saw that happen in China.
You can strangle somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, road rage, run them over with your car. We've seen that. Do we make cars illegal? The problem is people. And
evil.
That's
flat
right.
Flat out evil.
Flat out. And when we talk about what are some of the solutions here, maybe we should go local, right? Federal oversight and overreach have become direct problem in our culture. And we have a 10th Amendment for the pure reason that enumerated powers tell the federal government what they can do.
Right.
And the 10th Amendment says everything else belongs to the states.
Yep.
And in a case like this where you have a school that's local, you have local law enforcement that could have been notified about this and could have done something preventative.
Oh, now you're going to pick on the FBI. I knew you were going to go there.
No, I'm not picking on anybody. I'm just saying this is local.
Yep.
This is a place where local control would be the best.
You know, being on a school board, I've had people poke at me and tell me, you know, I don't know what you guys are doing. You need to tell us what you're doing to protect
right.
our kids. And I took a Trump kind of stance and said, no, actually, I don't. I'm not going to lay out everything we're doing to protect your children. Why would I give somebody else the game plan?
Right.
Now, if you want to know, and your parents, you come to the school, you talk to the principal, the assistant principal, and they will tell you what's happening. You know, we have FBI consultants. We have consultants from the Sheriff's Department. You know, at the top level, we do shooter drills. We do all kinds of stuff so the parents know what exactly might be happening, what would be happening during that kind of situation. So we shouldn't tip our hands. Look, our time is up. I always love having time with you. We're going to be here two more days. I'm sure you'll be back. But tell people how they can help you run for Congress.
Oh, SharonEngle.com.
That's
SharonEngle.com.
She makes it too easy, people.
SharonEngle.com.
If you can't figure that out, maybe
that's
you
right. Just
vote.
Go to SharonEngle.com.
Just give me your voter card back. You know what I'm saying? Because that's really scary.
And you know, it doesn't have to be a big donation.
No.
Because in 2010, it was 94% of my donations were less than $100. So
wow.
Just go to SharonEngle.com. It's a million people with $25. It's not 25
million. $5 here, $5 there. Sharon,
that's
thanks
right.
For being with me, and I appreciate your time. And We'll talk to you more, I'm
Thank
sure.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far, a lot more. David Goskin's back with the new website. You got to hear about this. You'll have a lot of fun with it, as you know I will, too. We'll be back.